First of all, I want to thank God for His abundant grace. Next, I particularly want to thank not all of you here, but people all across the state. I want to thank you for your prayers, because for the last year and a half, the thing that has sustained Tonette and I and Matt and Alex so much is not just at campaign events, but literally at factories and farms and small businesses. Just about every day over the past year and a half, I've met people at every one of those stops, and what has sustained us is people, many times, people I've never met before, come off the line, come off the farm and say, "Governor, we're praying for you and your family." I can't tell you what that means to me. And speaking of my family, how about keeping Tonette as the First Lady of Wisconsin? Tonette's just been a rock. She is so courageous, so strong. I'm so glad more than 20 years ago on May 1st, 1992, she agreed to have that first date with me, and it's been heaven ever since. Together, we're proud to have two sons. I was going to say boys, but they're not boys anymore. Two sons, Matt and Alex. They've been through a lot this last year and a half. I couldn't be more proud of them. Matt's going to graduate on Saturday, and Alex is going to be a senior. They've just been spectacular. And Tonette mentioned the rest of their family, the rest of our family. My mom and dad. I know a lot of you at our Victory Centers have got my mom's chocolate chip cookies. You gotta love those. My mom and dad, my brother David, my sister-in-law Maria, my two beautiful nieces, Isabella and Eva, my father-in-law Tony, to all my family here, and to so many of our longtime friends, so many who've lifted us up over the last year and a half, even when times were tough, we say thank you for all of them. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
It's great to see so many kids out here, too, because that's what it's all about. Faith, family, and freedom. I want to thank our tremendous Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. To Rebecca, to her husband, State Representative Joel Clayfish, their two beautiful daughters, thank you to them for standing up with us as well, for the proud taxpayers of Wisconsin. And I want to thank my incredible staff, both on the campaign and the cabinet, and our Capitol staff, to all the tremendous volunteers from all across the state. Tonette talked about it, more than 4 million voter contacts. The staff, the volunteers, the supporters, we cannot thank you enough. Thank you to all of you here. There's a tent outside with an overflow because we couldn't violate the fire code here, but there are people all over this area and all across the state. On behalf of our family, we say thank you to all of you. And thanks to all of you and everybody at home watching tonight. Thanks to all the people who yet again entrusted in me your vote as the governor to be the 45th and continue to be the 45th governor of the great state of Wisconsin. I want to tell you something, though. Just let me share with you a quick little story. Last fall, Tonette and I had a chance. I was going to a governor's association meeting, and we had a chance to travel to Philadelphia. And I went to Independence Hall. As a kid, we grew up in a small town where I loved to study history, but my parents, we didn't have a lot of money, and so we didn't get to often go to places like Philadelphia or Washington. So for me, it was the first trip to Independence Hall. And I got to tell you, I was so touched. I stood in there, and I looked at those desks, and I looked in those chairs, and even though as a kid growing up, I thought of our founders as superheroes, as bigger than life, standing in that hall, it dawned on me that these were ordinary people. Ordinary people who did something quite extraordinary. They didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't just risk their businesses. They literally risked their lives for the freedom we hold so dear today, and the men and women in uniform in this country defend every single day. Moments like that remind me why America and why Wisconsin are so great. You see, what has made our country unbelievable, what has made the United States of America exceptional, what has made the United States arguably one of the greatest countries in the history of the world, is that in times of crisis, be they economic or fiscal, be they military or spiritual, in times of crisis, what has made America amazing has been the fact that throughout our history, throughout the more than 200 years of our history, there have been men and women of courage who stood up and decided it was more important to look out for the future of their children and their grandchildren than their own political futures. And what has sustained them? What has sustained them here in Wisconsin, across our country, has been when there have been leaders of courage, what has sustained them is there were good and decent people who stood with them shoulder to shoulder and arm to arm. That's what you have done for Wisconsin and for America. Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions. But now it is time to move on and move forward in Wisconsin. Tomorrow I'll meet with my cabinet in the state's capital, and we'll renew our commitment to help small businesses grow jobs in the state. We'll renew our commitment to help grow the quality of life for all of our citizens, both those who voted for me and those who voted for someone else. Because tomorrow is the day after the election. And tomorrow, we are no longer opponents. Tomorrow, we are one as Wisconsinites, so together, we can move Wisconsin forward. A few minutes ago, I talked to Mayor Tom Barrett. No. The election is over. I talked to the mayor, and we had a good talk, and I said, I'm committed to working with you to help the city of Milwaukee and to help the state of Wisconsin. Tomorrow, the election is over. It's time to move Wisconsin forward. I've learned much over the last year and a half. There's no doubt about it. You know, early in 2011, I rushed in to try and fix things before I talked about them. Because you see, for years, too many politicians I'd seen, not only in Madison, but in Washington and beyond, talked about things but never fixed them. Well, but I want to tell you, looking ahead, we know it's important to do both. Looking ahead to tackle the challenges that face all of the people of Wisconsin, we're both going to be committed to talking together about how to solve problems, and then working together, we're going to move forward with the solutions that put our state back on the right track towards more freedom and more prosperity for all of our people. Bringing our state together will take some time. There's just no doubt about it. But I want to start out right away. In fact, next week, I'm going to invite all the members of the state legislature, Republican and Democrat alike, and what better way to bring people together than to invite them over for some brats and some burgers, right? And maybe a little bit of good Wisconsin beer as well. Because I believe there is more that unites us than divides us. I believe that now the election is done, we can move on and we can move forward. I believe that for the sake of our children and our grandchildren, now is the time for us to come together, to tackle the challenges that face our small businesses, to tackle the challenges that face our families and our businesses and our seniors and all the people who care about the future of this state. Now is the time to move forward. And I got to tell you, I'm committed to it. I'm committed not just to all of you here, I'm committed to everybody back at home, whether you voted for me or not. I'm committed because for me, the most important reason I ran for governor 2 years ago, the most important reason I was willing to make the tough decisions, and the most important reason why I'm committed to work with anyone and everyone in this state who wants to help move this state forward are the two young men standing on the stage back behind me. I believe as I believe people all across the state do, and we've had amazing numbers of people turn out to vote. But I believe what inspires us in this state is the fact that ultimately we go to work and we work hard every day. Those of us who are moms and dads, just like Toinette and I, and the grandmas and grandpas who did it before us, we go to work and we work hard every single day. Not just for a paycheck, not just to put food on the table, not just to put clothes in the backs of our kids. We go to work every single day, and we work hard for the same reason you work hard and people all across the state work hard. We work hard because we want our children to inherit a better life, a better home, a better community, and thanks to your vote today, a better state than the one we inherited. Together, we're going to move Wisconsin forward. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Wisconsin.